In this episode, let's talk about your limiting beliefs and how you're allowing them to hold you from achieving your ultimate goals.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o! All right, I'm in my office. It's a writing day, and typically when I start writing, geez, the universe just opens up to me. I'm working on two scripts, just to give you a little insight, and then I'll get into the limiting beliefs. I'm working on two scripts. By the way, I write all my own content, and the reason is when somebody else does it for me, it's like not in my voice, not in my style. It doesn't have my flow or my vibe on it, and I'll tell you, it took me a really long time in my career to learn how to write for myself because I started off as a producer slash talk show host. So half of the week or more than half of the week, I was working on producing some of the best shows in the world and writing for those talk show hosts. So I had their voice like totally dialed into my brain. And then when it was time for me to write for myself for my weekend show, I didn't know how to get to my voice. I knew their voice. I knew the stuff they could deliver, but I couldn't deliver their material. It just wasn't in my vibe or in my style. And often I was taking content and creating content that was in their wheelhouse, but I couldn't pull it off, right? It's just weird. So it took me years of writing and working on my voice. And when I say my voice, I don't mean like my big, massive radio pipes voice. I mean like the story that I want to tell and how it comes out of my mouth. And on another episode, maybe if you remind me, because I'm free-flowing right now, I'll tell you how I did that, because there's a process that you could learn from. If that's of interest to you, please reach out to me and say, hey, dude, how did you develop your voice? And not your big pipes voice, but your storytelling voice, and I'll give you that in a future episode. But right now I'm working on two scripts, and it's a LinkedIn video ad for a lead gen form for sales leaders. And once they watch that video, then they're going to go to a long form video for sales leaders where I give them some of my best secrets and encourage them to take the next step and schedule a 15 minute meeting with the team to learn how to solve the problem that they're dealing with as sales leaders. Then I'm going to create a second campaign for marketers, right? And do the same basic thing and change the scripts and change the problems and agitate the other problems, the one for the marketing people, and create the videos for it and so on, rinse and repeat. And then I'm going to test it. I'm going to test it like a mad scientist running ads to it and see what generates the best results and kill off the one that doesn't generate results and feed the one that does generate results. And then think about my next campaign and continue to be in the process of learning, rinse, and repeat. Now, the limiting belief that we all struggle with is we're not good enough, we're not able, we can't think out of the box, we don't have enough value, we're not good enough looking, our hair isn't right, or our teeth are all screwed up. Like, there's 1,000 things that go through our head. And the one that I've been struggling with the most this summer, actually, there's been two. One of them super private. And I'll tell you at some point. And maybe I'll even drop a little teaser in this. But the one that I've been struggling with the most has been that I'm going through skin cancer right now. And on my nose, I've got, on the top of my nose, I have a divot that the doctor took out. I've actually gone through about 12 weeks, 3 surgeries. And when I say 3 surgeries, in each of those surgeries, there's 2 surgeries. So maybe it's 6 surgeries over 12 weeks or something, right? Because I have 2 different spots. So while they're working on me, they're working in multiple areas. And, you know, thankfully, this is nothing. This is nothing compared to the breast cancer experience my wife had to go through. And I'm grateful to have been there to watch her, how heroic she was going through it. It's really helped me realize the difference and realize the opportunity before me. Now, the limiting belief that I have is, oh, dude, you know, you got the bandages on your nose. Like, I've got gauze coming out of every pocket, and on my face, it's taped on, and I've got Band-Aids on top of gauze. And And do I put myself on camera? Well, this isn't the best representation of myself. And the limiting belief that I have is, well, maybe I should wait because of vanity. And I start thinking about this whole process, and I want to talk to you about vanity, because vanity might be the single most important limiting belief that people have about starting video. When I got started in the world of video marketing, I transitioned. I was at iHeartRadio, the premier radio network, running digital for 7 of their largest national talk shows. And inside of their database, I started to see at iHeartRadio that video was getting the best results, and it was blowing out radio and text and audio content. It was blowing it out. Video was getting 10 times the results. And so I knew video would be a beast. So in 2007, I was preaching the good gospel, teaching business owners why they should be transitioning to business. And nobody gave me this limiting belief. They didn't give me the limiting belief about vanity. They gave me the limiting belief like, well, I don't believe it. Yeah, I don't think it. You could do that with blogs, dude. Blogs are really good. Blogs are a really big deal. There are mommy bloggers and daddy bloggers and bloggers and every, you know, we're just going to write a blog. I'm like, yeah, but video, you get 10 times the results of that. No, we're good with a blog. Our marketing guys, top notch. So like, I had to deal with that argument every day. And eventually, I got to this point where nobody's arguing with me anymore about the power of video. And if you know me, I don't like to argue. Like, I didn't like being a talk show host because I didn't like the arguing part of the job. It was part of a job requirement. And now nobody's arguing with me anymore. Now we're in 2020 and people are just, it's a foregone conclusion that video is the tool for convincing and converting más rápido in this new world. So how do you do it? And what comes up next is people then hit me with this limiting belief, and I want to spend some time with you on it. They're like, yeah, I believe the whole video thing, dude, but I don't really, and then they like lean into me and they're like, I just don't really like how I look on video. I'm like, really? You don't? Guess what, dude? And in my head, I picture myself with all this frigging gauze and bandages. I'm like, I don't like how I look. You think I like having this on the center of my nose? But you know what I like more than how I look? More than my vanity? I love the feeling and the ability to serve others. I mean, there's a reason we're here on earth. We were given a gift here in limited amounts of time to do great things, serving people, lifting them up so they could accomplish their goals here. And if you stay focused on what you really find valuable, it's all about prioritizing the value. And for me, my greatest value is serving others. It is not my good looks. It is not my charm. It is not my compassion. My greatest value is how I can motivate and inspire and lift people up in my niche so they can accomplish their goals. And if I allow something silly like my vanity to get in the way, then I've limited my ability to be successful, haven't I? What about you? How are you using limiting beliefs in your life to keep you from accomplishing your goals and what you've been set out here to do on earth? The more we think about those limiting beliefs, the more we can starve them. Like if we identify it, we can starve it. You know, this last 6 months, at the beginning of COVID, just at the beginning of COVID, I knew I had some skin cancer on my nose. It was like a little bubble on the right above my nostril. That was the first spot I saw. And it kept bleeding. It was like a tiny little baby cherry, and it just kept bleeding. I couldn't even get it to stop. I made one bonsai mission in early March, wrapped in a basic homemade hazmat suit into Walgreens to get myself bandages and liquid Band-Aids, because my dermatologist was closed like yours. So I tried to put liquid bandage over it, and it just kept bleeding right through that, and I couldn't get it to stop. And I had to wait like maybe another 5 weeks until the dermatologist opened up. But what happened? What happened in the 6 months from when I first noticed my skin cancer to where I am now is life-changing. So while a lot of people were decided to dial it back, like COVID was a great vacation, and they decided to take massive bong hits and watch Tiger King. And they just slowed down because now they had a plausible excuse for why they couldn't deliver. I took the opposite approach. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm like, look at me, look how great I am. I'm saying this because you have the opportunity to determine your outcome, and it's all about what limiting beliefs you put in front of yourself. So the beginning of March, what happened? I saw that cherry on my nose. It was bleeding out of control. And Tony Robbins reached out to me at the beginning of COVID and asked me if I would write a training series for his clients to go on his website, where I train them how to use the power of video to sell in this new remote world. Boom. That's an opportunity of a lifetime. Like, I've waited my whole life for that phone call. Whole life. And do you know that how long I had? I had like 5 days. 5 days to write it, create the videos, edit the videos, get it back to Tony. And when Tony Robbins asks you to do anything, when he asks you to add value in your head, you should be thinking, ooh, if that dude's going to ask me to add value, I had better create a value bomb. So I created a friggin' value bomb, and it got me into his podcast. And from there, it got me to doing webinars for his team, internal trainings for all of his coaches and all of his trainers and all of the companies that service his company, all the vendors that go to the events. I started training all of them. And then that was so successful that he had me do webinars for his business mastery attendees. And you know what happened next? 93.6% of all the people that watched my webinar stayed for the whole friggin' hour. Life-changing results happened. And then the sales team said, Todd, would you mind coming back and training us and our different sales teams on using the power of video so we can go out and be of greater service to other people? So I've been regularly doing it. I did one yesterday. Trained their team. I'm doing basically every week. And you know what happened yesterday? I was bandaged up like I've been in almost all of these. What limiting beliefs do you have? Because not for a moment did I say, can we schedule this 3 weeks from now when the bandages come off? Like, while I was doing my training, I've got gauze on my face. What limiting beliefs do you have that's holding you back from accomplishing your goals? Because your goal should be, how do I serve people at the highest level while I am here? And your goal should not be, how do I serve people while looking damn good? How do you get out of your way so you could do what you're supposed to do here on life? And often that means identifying that limiting belief and starving the hell out of it so you can go do great things. That is exactly what I did. And it was the best thing that ever happened in my career. And I'm hoping to share this with you so you can remove yourself from what's holding you back, the anchor that's dragging behind you, and start quickly accomplishing what you're supposed to do. Now, I've got some big news coming. I've got some really big life-changing news coming in a quick episode, like in an episode 2 or 3 from now. I've got a call tomorrow with somebody who is going to give me more information about when I can talk about this. But I want you to know, I found out about 3 days ago, and I've been crying. I've just been gushing. And not out of sorrow, the kind of tears that you shed when a major life accomplishment, something that was on your bucket list that you had dreamt of as a child, is happening. And I was in this office 3 days ago with an empty office, big agency, and I got the news, and I sat at my desk and just kept bawling out of massive appreciation, because there's 1,000 life lessons along the way, and if you miss the life lesson and the opportunity to seize the moment, you won't get to where you need to be. And at each one of those, as I told my wife, it was a massive chess match. And I had to make every right move along the way and over This entire time, I made every right move. And when I got that call, none of that would have happened. I wish I could tell you what it is right now. None of that would have happened if I allowed the limiting belief of having to look a certain way before I get on camera, before I can start lifting up people's lives, and that limiting belief, by me keeping it at bay, allowed me to achieve this next major goal in my life. Stay tuned for the next episode, or four or five of them down the road, before I'm able to tell you, but I can't wait. And if you need to learn how to take your business to the next level, how to use the power of video for marketing or for sales, for launching yourself, reach out to me. You know how to get a hold of me. You can find me everywhere. LinkedIn would be a good place. And even if you don't need that guidance, but you just want to say, hey, Todd, I'm in the audience, dude. I appreciate what you're doing. Then drop me a DM on LinkedIn and say, I listened to the Toddcast. Thank you. Right? I get messages from you guys all the time, but it allows me to know who you are so I can start rooting for you and your life. And on behalf of the team here at Wirebuzz that's working remotely, probably in their underwear at home, I don't know if they're doing that, but I mean, like, why deal with dry cleaning if you don't have to anymore, right? On behalf of everybody that just works so damn hard from their heart on this team, I think we're completely booked up with video shoots through the rest of the year. That's how hard these people work. That's how we turned COVID into a great year for our agency, maybe the best year in our agency's history. That's how we got onto the Inc. 5000 list as one of the fastest growing businesses in the country. On behalf of all those good people that love what they do and their willingness to serve and remove their own limiting beliefs in order to do that, I wish you continued prosperity, and I'll continue to do my job, bring you the latest information in video marketing and business and digital, so you can become a video marketing master. Boom!